Hello, my name's Stella and I'm an engagement assistant at Turner Contemporary. I'm going to be describing La Dolce Vita. On the polished concrete floor, 12 sheets of thick aluminium foil, each about the size of a doormat, are arranged to form a large silvery rectangle. Scattered across the reflective surface are candles of varying shapes and sizes, tall, elegant dinner candles and squatter pillars, both short and long. Each morning, approximately 2/3 of the candles, around 50, are lit at random. Throughout the day, the flickering candle flames dance across the surface of the silver foil. These reflections also catch on the glass of the gallery doors like ethereal ghostly flames. When visitors enter the room, the flames quiver strongly, as if in welcome, releasing sooty wisps of smoke that drift upwards until they vanish. The scent of molten wax, an unusual dimension in an art gallery, intensifies as visitors approach. Over time, the pillar candles hollow from the inside, with melted wax pooling like honey around the wicks. Their flames glow warmly through thinning, translucent walls. Some candles develop thick lips like milk jugs, eventually spilling wax onto the foil, which hardens into creamy layers and intricate frills. Others form a scalloped crown as the wax flows evenly over the edges. The dinner candles are swifter to melt, spilling in threads and rivulets and forming strange and fragile structures that balance precariously, like fir trees caked so heavily in snow that they can barely remain upright. When a candle burns down, it may be replaced or left as is, leaving only the merest bristle of blackened wick trapped in the wax. The foil becomes an ocean, dotted with wax islands whose edges lift slightly, as if trying to drift away. Occasionally, a spluttering candle showers the foil with waxy blisters. Visitors have compared the wax structures to stalagmites, coral reefs, volcanoes, and other geological features usually formed over millennia. To others, they are ancient, deserted cities, their spires and towers ravaged by time. At closing time, all the candles are extinguished. Slowly and deliberately, the hood of a snuffer is lowered over each flame, held in position until it goes out, and then raised carefully to release and disperse trapped smoke. The effect is ceremonious, and many visitors like to stand in silence while it happens.